Look out of this porthole.
There. Look at that landscape. At the pink desert down there. Did you ever see anything like that down on Earth?
No, Doc.
Of course you didn't. Because we're not on Earth. This is Mars, all right.
But that farmer and his wife, they seemed to think they were back on Earth. And so did Mitch. Now, why, Doc? What does it all mean?
Somehow, something, someone has been traveling between here and Earth and picking up human beings from all parts of its surface and bringing them here.
Yeah.
And on the way back, they've been conditioned so that it's not only possible for them to live in the Martian atmosphere, but for them to believe they're still living normal lives back on Earth.
I see what you mean.
There are even animals here for them to raise. Well, they're not sheep, but they think they are. They even think another type of Martian animal is a dog.
Then what about that flying doctor down below? What is he? He seems to know what's going on all right. Why else would he put us in this special oxygenized chamber? Hey, and why does this ship carry a special oxygenized chamber suitable for Earthmen like ourselves to live in?
Well, that's a point.
Here. Do you think this is one of the Martian ships that goes to Earth to pick up victims?
Oh, I doubt it, Lemmy. It hardly seems big enough for that. Well, unless it were carried in a bigger ship, which waited above the Earth while this one and others like it made the descent down to the surface.
Hey, Doc, look down there.
What?
We seem to have left the desert behind. We're flying over greeny-brown country now.
Yes. We've been traveling in a northwesterly direction. So this must be the Mare Erythraeum.